segment is brought to you by Carbach. Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Today's Blitz Rewind starts now.
This is the problem when you give a person with a little man complex, an insecure person, a completely incompetent person, ultimate power. Because you start making decisions based on whether or not you like somebody. And when you start doing that, this thing is wrong twofold. Because first off, you're basically getting a two for Hopkins, okay? Well, you should have been able to get a two to take on Johnson's contract.
If I'm Deshaun or Laremy Tunsil, I am not signing an extension with this team. I don't want to be here. I don't want to be a part of this. This is a loser organization. And as long as that man is in charge, it's not going to get any better. And I know that sucks for the city because it would suck to see a guy like Deshaun leave. But if I'm Deshaun, it's in my best interest not to be involved with this organization. You see what they do. They pay middling players like they're superstars. And then their actual superstars, they give away for piles of beans.
Here's Fred, AJ, and the brewmaster himself, Eric.
And we're back on the Blitz. Hour number three, 713-780. ESPN, your number, 713-780-3776. You can also get us on the Blitz Facebook page. There's Twitter, at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R, at AJ is the real, at Aaron is blitzed, at MK Pallet, at Degenerates 975. You can text the show. You know the number for that. You can watch us on Twitch. Comment there. You know the number for that. Missed the first 2 hours. Lots of Bill O'Brien vitriol over the Texans trading DeAndre Hopkins for garbage. And right at the end there, we had the announcement that all bars will be closing. Tonight's your last night to get out and do something. So enjoy it. It's as the end of the world comes. Nice good news today for everybody who's having to deal with all this crap. But you know what? Our buddy Eric Warner is not in studio, but he's on self-quarantine in, of all places, Colorado. What's going on, Eric?
Hey, guys. How's it going? I should have been on a plane back to Houston about 5 hours ago, and I passed. I said, you know what? Let's see what happens the next couple weeks. Brewery's in good hands. Obviously, nothing's going to be happening with the beer garden and restaurant here for a little bit, so... I think the big question now is, you know, what would happen to breweries, right? Like, you've heard about this Bay Area thing, and I haven't dived into that, but, you know, there would be people out there that I think would try to argue that beer isn't essential, and I think everybody knows what the three of us would say to that.
Absolutely. Well, apparently they don't need essential personnel to brew the beer because everything seems to be rolling along just fine without you.
I haven't been essential. I haven't been relevant for a long time, AJ.
What a life. What a life. Wow.
But I tell you, I'm getting tired of, I swear to God, man, every time, and it's always Mondays, right, when they stories break, but with the Texans too. I mean, I saw that earlier and I was like, you got to be kidding me. And I remember there was that Monday a few Mondays ago when I came on, and it was the double whammy of the Astros I think it was, that's when Bob got promoted to GM, I think, or no, that's when they lost the game to the Chiefs. But what's going on in the world? Beer is still flowing, man. That's all we know for now. You know, it'll be real interesting to see what happens with breweries, you know, not just in Texas but around the country. You know, before this thing in the Bay Area, you know, I think they were saying, you know, certain breweries could stay open. I just saw a thing in Pennsylvania where they said, because they're one of those weird states where, you know, you got to go to different stores to buy wine or beer or spirits, and in Pennsylvania they're closing down the wine and liquor stores and you can only buy beer. So it's going to be real interesting to see all this unfold, but obviously, you know, first and foremost is making sure you know, everybody's safe and we get this thing out of the way, right?
I guess that's what's important, is safety and, you know, people living. But you know, selfishly, I just want to go out to eat and stuff.
Oh, I tell you, man. You know, my sister. So I'm with my wife, right? The vegan vegetarian. So I'm so after it, because You know, my normal deal would be I'd go out and eat a nice meaty lunch, and then I'd come home for, you know, dinner, lighter dinner, and it was like a salad or something. And like, yeah, babe, that's fine. I can rock that, no problem.
Yeah, because you eat barbecue or a steak for lunch, you're all good.
Exactly. Now I'm screwed. So I don't know, man. I don't know. But, you know, maybe we'll see a resurgence in homebrewing out of this. I wouldn't be surprised if that happens.
Well, one of the things I know, with these restaurants being closed and stuff like that, tonight you've got a chance, because I think the band doesn't start till tomorrow at 8 a.m.
That's right.
So go out to eat tonight. I mean, go have a meal. Overtip your server if you've got the means to do so, because those people they're going to be struggling for a while. And I mean, I'm sure you don't know the ins and outs of what's going to happen at Carbox Restaurant. Are you guys going to be serving food to go?
You know, we're talking about that. We've got a big powwow in the morning, and we're going to talk about that. You know, because I think if we had the ability to sell beer to go, which we don't, we're kind of one of those exempted breweries, or I guess that's not the right word, but then I think it'd be a no-brainer. But we'll see, and obviously we've got a great big production kitchen so if things get really weird, we need to like open that thing up to the community and crank out food somehow. You know, all options are open, but we're going to decide that tomorrow. I think we're leaning more likely not, just because of where our location is. We're more of like a destination, right?
Right.
And there's neighborhoods across the highway, but yeah, like I say, if we get into a really emergency situation somehow that intensifies, you know, we need to bang out food, we can do it in quite a large scale. So, but yeah, man, this is just it's heartbreaking, man. You're right, AJ. I mean, I was actually at the Avalanche Rangers game last Wednesday night, and we were in I had fancy tickets, so we were in the little club lounge thing or whatever when they broke the thing about the NBA. And, you know, you just saw these servers there, and I looked at them, and you just saw the look on their faces, man, and it was heartbreaking. It's awesome to see how many of the sports organizations and athletes have stepped up. But, man, this is just going to have so many ripple effects in ways we just don't even know. So you're right, man. This is a time, if you're a brother who has, and you see a brother who doesn't, you know, take care of him, help him out, tip him better, you know, like all the above, right?
Yeah, it's more important now than ever to look out for each other, because I don't know. This what worried me when they started shutting stuff down is long term how damaging this is going to be. And if people are out of work for a couple of weeks, there's a lot of people out there who can't afford to do that. So just those of you who can help, and those of you who can't, man, just hang in there.
Yeah, and you know, man, I think this is going to be one of those amazing opportunities. You know, we love to laugh and poke fun at all of the crazy stuff that happens in this country, but we have a pretty good history long term. When stuff gets crazy, we help each other out and do the right thing. I mean, obviously, 9/11 is probably the only thing in my lifetime that I can kind of remember that's in the same universe as this, I guess. And I remember it well at that time, how people were just wanting to help, and fundraisers, you know, whatever. And I think you're going to see a lot of great things happening in the months ahead.
Well, hopefully in the months ahead, you'll be back and you'll be in studio and you'll bring beer and everything will be back to normal.
Are you guys, what's your policy? And I apologize if this is something you guys have covered on the radio, but what's Gal's policy? Like, are you still having live guests? Or are you guys trying to get that all off air or
no,
on a cell phone?
We're kind of trying to operate business as usual right now. I mean, we've kind of discussed today, like, what happens if someone is sick, and then basically it's, you know, we'll have to figure it out from there. But as of now, we're just doing things as normal. So, yeah, and plus, if you've got beer, for sure, come on in.
Yeah, and we can probably get some over to you guys either way. We have a couple of new styles, so we'll wait for sunnier days to kind of talk about all that stuff. And you guys hang in there, and let's hope this curve flattening exercise works. And in a few weeks, this is all just a bad nightmare in the rearview mirror, right?
Yeah, that's all we can hope for, really. And enjoy yourself while you're in Colorado. At least you'll have some things to keep you busy there.
I'm not going to lie, Fred. I have I've been hitting the liquor store like daily, and the weed store as well. So I'm going to be prepared. And I got into a big fight with the wife last night. Of course, my mistake. I own shotguns and rifles, but I don't own a handgun. And I was like, you know what? I think this might be time. And oh boy, that was the wrong thing to say.
Well, I've got one you can borrow if you need.
Okay, guys. Well, thanks, and we'll catch you in a couple weeks, and be safe out there, and talk to you guys later.
All right, man. It's Eric Warner. Follow him on Twitter at MKPallet. And there's worse places to be stuck. You know, we were actually talking about, you know, maybe we should, like, while everything's cheap, maybe we should fly to Colorado for a weekend or something. But I just don't think there's going to be anything
seem like
to
a
do.
Great plan.
No. So,
all right, guys, I got to tell you about Pro Dunk Hoops. ProDunkHoops.com. That's the website with the best basketball goals on the planet. And guys, when I say the best, I'm talking about the highest quality. The steel, 75% thicker than the best brands in the big box store. So you're not going to see this thing leaning at a 45-degree angle anytime soon. It's got a tempered glass backboard so strong, they guarantee if it breaks or cracks for any reason, they'll replace it for free. And it's got a rust armor finish. These things are built to last. They look great. And while your kids are, you know, stuck in the house, no school now in Houston until April 11th, I don't think, you're going to want them outside. And Hoops will get them outside. They've got a design to fit your home, your driveway, or backyard. They've got a fully portable version, adjustable from 10 feet to 5 feet. So any age can play. Both my sons, I got a 12-year-old and a 7-year-old. They need a different height, but they can both play. Get your new Hoops goal today. See it all at ProDunkHoops.com. That's ProDunkHoops.com. Or give them a call, 281-351-9822 for Pro Dunk Hoops.
You are listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5
and on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. So a couple things. We mentioned that the bar closings, that's all of Harris County. So if you're anywhere in Harris County, well, sucks to be us. And also was going to mention, if you guys are desperate for toilet paper, a lot of the gas stations still have it. People aren't going there to buy it. And just a public service. And just don't go and take all of them. Just go buy what you need and leave. But check out the service stations, because they have those little, most of them have those little mini marts. And you can get a lot of stuff in there still that you don't have to wait in line for. So, Under the Radar will have beer to go only for the next 15 days. Mm. So there's that. Just saw them tweet that out. Says they'll be changing their hours for the next 15 days, 12 to 7, with beer to go only. So there you go. So that way, there's one place you can go for beer. I don't know about everybody else. And if you're somebody with a brewery who listens to the show, hit me up with a email. Let me know what you got going on. if you're going to be open for off sale or whatever.
I wonder if they can do like growler fills.
Yeah, well,
like,
I think depending on the, you know, they can't do that at Carbach. I know that, but I'm pretty sure you can do that at other places. So if you're going to be open for that, hit me up and I will let everybody know.
Just by the way, this weekend I stopped by Urban South.
Yeah,
our buddy Dave.
How is it?
Really great.
Awesome.
Not that it's going to do you guys any good now.
Yeah, I know. I wanted to get by there this weekend.
But a really nice spot, and the beer was outstanding. And I finally made it over to Buffalo Bayou's new spot.
Yeah.
Which is ridiculous.
Yeah, I mean, I haven't been there yet either. It's they redid it.
Three stories. It's a madhouse. I mean, it's a megaplex. So.
Yeah, I need to get over there because I haven't been since they moved. But. And then people asking about restaurants. Restaurants are going to be open for delivery and only, or I think pickup too. Is that right? You can pick up.
I'll check it, but I think it was okay. Both delivery and pickup.
So, so that's kind of where we are on everything. And, I have an idea. I'll save it for tomorrow, but I have an idea to try to make this a more fun time for us while we're all stuck without this stuff. I'm stocked. I got plenty of alcohol. And we got enough food to last a month, so I'm not too worried. But I would say if you have a chance tonight to go out and support your local bars or restaurants, especially if you know the restaurant's going to be closed, as long as you're comfortable going out in public. I know a lot of people aren't right now, and if you're not, that's cool. But I'm definitely going to go hit steak night tonight and make sure we tip everybody well because it's going to be a while before we see them. And you know, people are going to need our support, so... Just let's all do our best to stick together and if you do need something that you have to go buy, don't take all of it. Just take enough. I hate that we have to say stuff like that, but it's like that idiot with the 18,000 hand sanitizers that he was trying to gouge online.
Yeah.
So dope.
Shame.
Jeff from 11 Below Brewing says they'll have to go. There'll be an announcement tomorrow.
Awesome.
So.
Awesome.
Per the mayor, he says, let me encourage people to order pickup and delivery to support your local restaurants.
Okay. Awesome. And yeah, just like I said, as far as any brewery that's going to be doing that, just let us know and we'll get the word out for you.
Like pizza places, Chinese places are going to thrive in this.
Yeah.
I would think.
And so, you know, kind of keep an eye out for other restaurants that aren't going to be as thriving during this and try to help them out too. Manjava says Spindle Tap will be offering to go sales for beer and coffee starting 3/16 through Wednesday the 18th.
There you go.
So 9 a.m. and 4 p.m. daily. And all beer and coffee will be discounted by 20%. So,
oh, hey, now we're talking.
Yeah, yeah. So, you know, I am well loaded up on beer, but I'll probably go and hit a couple places just because it's going to suck for them for a while too. And want to do our best to support everybody. Hey, let's squeeze Lamont on. What's up?
Hey, man, what's up? First things first, I would say instead of going out tonight, beyond going out tonight, I think you the way you can support your favorite local places is by going to go get, gift cards. That's what I'm planning on doing, just go get some gift cards for the future. But let me get into my main point. Bill O'Brien is an idiot. I don't need to tell you guys that. You guys have been saying that for almost like 3 to 4 to 5 years. But here's the good part. I was kind of happy when this happened today because after the 24-3 debacle with the Chiefs, I said, I can't no longer support this team with this guy in charge. And I was all happy today because I was like, okay, maybe a big name like DeAndre Hopkins is going to make people open their eyes and see that this guy is way above his you know what I'm trying to say. But then I started questioning myself, and I was like, oh man, the CBA didn't open up another playoff game, and he plays right there into the middle. This is prime for him right there. So. We kind of screwed, man. I almost said a bad word. We kind of screwed right now with this guy, but I won't be supporting that team anymore until this jackass is gone, and that's all I got.
Yeah. I mean, there's a lot of people who are saying that. I wonder how many people will actually stop supporting that team because this reeks of Bill O'Brien's more important than the fans is what it reeks of, or Bill O'Brien's more important than the team's success. And that's garbage to me. The reason why I say go out tonight is because while a gift card will, if you're buying from a local business, especially a gift card will help them get through some times. But I'm thinking of servers tonight.
Right.
Those people are not going to have tips for, and bartenders aren't going to have tips for the next 15 days. That's tough.
Yeah.
So, take care of those people if you can tonight. Go out and have yourself a drink and tip a 20. And, you know.
That's what we're going to do. And we'll be at the, we'll go to East End Hardware because they have steak night. And we'll tip there and we'll have some fun. And it'll be the last chance for a while. And if you come out and see me there, just bow. I'm not touching anybody right now.
Yeah.
I'm just doing
the bow thing.
Bows
are good.
Yeah.
While we were talking to Eric, Byron Jones has signed.
Yes.
With the Miami Dolphins.
Finn's got some money to spend.
5 years, $82.5 million, $57 million guaranteed. Hoo-wee.
Well,
good for him.
Yeah, it was his turn, and they got to spend some money.
Boy, the Cowboys are in bad shape.
Well, yeah, because they're probably losing Cooper, too.
Yep.
And that's a big loss for him in Jones. So, but that's the unfortunate part of roster building, which is why O'Brien kind of, when you don't need to lose somebody, you really shouldn't. Deegan says, I think a lot of the national media is already awake of the fact that O'Brien's a clown. I think they realized that after the Tunsil Clowney disaster combo. I don't know that. I think they finally realized it after the damn playoff game when the whole world could see it. And, the guy's a buffoon. There's no other way around it. He just doesn't know what he's doing. And he's managed to convince everyone that he's some kind of genius and that he's got complete control over everything. And, I've compared it to Chip Kelly several times in Philadelphia, and that's what you've got. So, all right, guys, I got to tell you, now's probably the time why you can't go do anything. Why don't you go see my man, Dr. Linville? Go to 975hair.com, set up your consultation, find out exactly what it's about. And especially if you're going to be away working from home for a while and you don't want people to know that you had the procedure, well, guess what? Now's the time to do it. And I was happy to tell everybody about it, but some people, they want to keep that secret. And there's no reason to be embarrassed by it because it's your own hair. They're just moving it from one part of your head to another. They do the neograft procedure. They extract the individual follicles one by one and transplant them to where you're thinning. And it worked out great for me, and it worked out great for Dr. Linville. He just had his done again to kind of tighten up another place. And if you've seen him, his hair looks fantastic. And that's what he wants to do. He wants to help guys like you, like me, that were about to go bald and needed to do something. And I was at the point where if I hadn't have done something, then I was just going to have to shave it. And I went to him, and I tell you, you'll love the procedure. You'll love the people there. 975hair.com. Go check it out. Get your hair back today. 975hair.com.
This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. Aaron, change this bleeping channel. They're showing friggin' NC State UH highlights on here. I'm not watching that. Steven says, I understand what you're saying about going out tonight, but when dealing with an exponential spread of a virus that is an order of magnitude deadlier than the flu and disproportionately higher to elderly, amen, one night matters.
Then don't go out.
That's what I did. I not say if you don't feel comfortable, don't go. I do. And And please don't turn into what if guy like somebody was the other day. Well, what if you give it to somebody and then they go to an elderly person and that person dies? How are you going to feel? Well, how are you going to feel when you're looking at your phone and you run through a red light right into a family of four going to soccer practice? I mean, come on. Let's not play the damn what if game. And as long as they're allowing us to do it, you know, I'm going to live by everything else they tell me to do, even though I completely disagree. And also, please don't be the guy who's pulling stats out and stuff like that. And on either way, to try to make it look like it's not as bad as it is or to make it look like it's worse than it is. I'm actually thinking of quarantining Twitter for 2 weeks.
Ooh,
for that very reason. Because I'm just sick of it. Although I would have missed this. Did you see what Marco Rubio tweeted out?
No.
Well, you're familiar with Marco Rubio, right?
Yeah.
Well, he was apparently, I guess there's a lot of panic out there that we're going to institute martial law. And so he tweeted out basically that, no, that's not going to happen. He says, please stop spreading rumors about martial law. Completely false. We will continue to see closings and restrictions on hours of non-essential businesses in certain cities and states, but that is not martial law. Both times he spelled martial, M-A-R-S-H-A-L-L. Kind of think you should know what martial law is, sir. And, of course, the replies were classic. Somebody, hey, Marco, martial law is my porn name. I think that was my favorite. But, please get it right. Oh. 713-780-ESPN. I know today is Texans heavy, but can you imagine how Florida State basketball team feels this year? I think there's several teams that kind of feel that way.
Yeah.
And I mean, unfortunately, there's nothing you can do about it. And I saw a story where what's-her-face, the Baylor women's coach, was bitching about not, you know, she wanted the season to be brought back so they could defend their title and all this stuff. And it's like, come on, man. It's going to be May at the earliest, right, before you could even start bringing teams back. And that, you know, it's going to be really weird if we have stuff like the Masters in October and the Derby's going to get pushed back. That may be like July or August. It's going to be really weird. So just from a sports standpoint, we're just going to have to see how it plays out. So we said just got the group text, no jujitsu for the foreseeable future.
Yeah, the most jujitsu gyms, I think, are shutting it down for a while.
Yeah, I pretty much quit going to the gym a couple weeks ago.
Because I've got kettlebells at home.
Yeah, I mean, I've been doing a lot more running. Those places on a good day are
kind of really gross.
Yeah, they are gross. So, yeah, 713-780.
Boy, you know who keeps on getting it done?
Who's that?
Case Keenum.
Yeah, he just got
another 3 years, $18 million to be a backup.
That dude has made a good living for himself.
Hasn't he? I mean, I don't know what I would have set career earnings, like the over-under at.
That's like probably about 30.
It's whatever I would have set it at, way over.
Yeah.
Career earnings, $32.5 million. And that doesn't even count this contract that he just signed.
Wow.
So he's going to be up to around $50 million by the time he wraps up this contract. Good for him, man. That's impressive for a dude who I didn't know if he'd ever even make it in the NFL. So,
yeah, well, and he didn't for a while.
Yeah. Yeah, and not like he's not only, this is going to be, next year will be the second highest paid year of his career. So he's getting more money now than ever. Good for him.
So one says, I thought you got hit on a gym, Fred. That was the last time I went. That was like 2 weeks ago. And
Fred didn't want to look that guy in the eye again after they hooked up.
He didn't want to look me in the, never mind. It was kind of that day that I decided, man, this is kind of gross. And not that, but just the gym itself. And, you know, people have been on those machines and they don't wipe them down on a good day. It's just like, I don't want any part of it. So And you know what? It's not hurting the gym because they're getting my membership money anyway.
Yeah.
So they're fine. 713-780-ESPN is the number. 713-780-3776. Oh, you know what? I did watch a couple movies this weekend, too.
I watched one, too, but I forgot what it was. I know what it was. Go ahead.
I watched Midway.
Haven't seen it.
Fantastic. And it's worth watching just to kind of remind ourselves that we're losing that generation, that there's not a lot of them left. And that was the last time we really saw a war that was to try to, you know, we were fighting real evil, not just, not just people for, we were protecting assets.
True.
And there were some true heroes there. And I've always been a big fan of what I grew up reading all these stories about Midway and the Battle of Okinawa and the Battle of Pearl Harbor and all of these things. And so it from everything I've read, it was really accurate. The special effects were fantastic. I like the original Midway movie, but it also had some kind of Hollywooded up stuff in it.
Right.
This felt really authentic. So highly recommend that. And then we watched that Bombshells.
I watched that too. That's the one I watched.
Yeah. What'd you think?
I thought it was okay. There were some people who were complaining that it was a liberal hit piece or what. I mean, but and I did. I guess the Kayla girl was a made up character.
Yeah, she was a combination of a bunch of characters.
Right.
Yeah,
but I mean, the rest of it was, I mean, it was true stories. So, I mean, that part is, I mean, you could say it's a hit piece, but that's just kind of what happened.
Well, I thought the first half of the movie was terrific, where you were kind of getting this inside look at Fox News and how things work. I thought they let Roger Ailes off way too easy. They almost made him sympathetic. And
you know what they should have done? They should have had a scene where he actually, like, they should have shown
oral.
It.
Yeah.
They should have shown, like, that, Margot Robbie's character.
Yeah, when she actually did that. Yeah.
Like, they should have shown her having to, like, take one on the chin, if you know what I mean. And, like, not, like, shown actual.
Literally on the chin, yeah.
Right, not shown actual.
Yeah, you know, but, you know.
Like, have that moment where it's, because that was a powerful moment where he kept telling her to hike her dress up. And you could tell, like, how uncomfortable she was and how awful it was making her feel.
Yeah.
Imagine that times five. I mean, that would have been big. And I think you're right. It would have made Roger Ailes come off as even more disgusting. Boy, they made him look so disgusting, too.
They did, but, I mean,
That's just how he looks.
But it also, but just as far as the show goes, it almost felt like they were making him a little bit sympathetic.
Yeah.
And I don't know if that's because it was John Lithgow, who's such a likable actor playing him, that might have been part of the problem, but I just felt like, boy, they let it the second half of the movie I did not enjoy as much as the first. So and C Shoulder says, Fred, it hurts the trainers. My wife is a trainer. And well, I can't speak for everybody, but I don't pay trainers, so I feel like they're gonna get their money from me each month for now. I mean, it sucks. I mean, that's another one of those jobs that you got to be doing it to get paid. Guess what? There's a lot of people going to be in that spot, and it sucks. And you know, there's things are going to get bad in a hurry in that regard, and I hope people are prepared for it. We said, yeah, it showed her white panties.
Yeah,
that was an uncomfortable scene.
It was.
And
but now imagine if she would have had to, like,
yeah, you can't, right?
Because even when she talked about it, like the tears streaming down her face, which, by the way, that chick, pretty decent actress.
Yeah, she is. She's like, very very versatile.
And by the way, Charlize Theron, I don't think Megyn Kelly's hot, like actual Megyn Kelly.
Yeah.
Charlize Theron, with the exception of that movie Monster, where they like worked really hard and like won special effects
awards
for making her ugly, that chick is beautiful. Like, you can't mess her up.
No, she is. I mean, she made Megyn Kelly look very appealing.
Yes.
So, all right. Quick break. One segment left to go. It's a Blitz on ESPN 97.5. I'm that bad type. Make your mama sad type. Make your girlfriend mad type.
Might seduce your dad type. I'm the bad guy. All right, guys. I got to tell you about ProDunkHoops.com. I know you're wanting to get your kids out of your house. I know my goal from Hoops has been a blessing for the last week, and apparently will continue to be a blessing for about the next month. If you don't want your kids playing video games for the next month, Great time to get a hoop installed from ProDunkHoops.com. And these goals are out of this world. They've got the thickest steel, tempered glass backboards that aren't going to break, rust armor finish. This thing is built to last, and they've got a design for your home, your driveway, your backyard. They've even got a fully portable version if you've got a picky HOA, and they're all adjustable from 5 feet to 10 feet, and it's so simple. My seven-year-old can adjust it down to where he can play. It's really simple. Get your new hoops goal today. See it all at ProDunkHoops.com. That's ProDunkHoops.com. And get your kids outside and playing again. It's been great for them. It's been great for my wife's mental health during this coronavirus outbreak. 281-351-9822 for ProDunk Hoops.
You are listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN97.5.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz. 832, breaking news. Specs near my house was out of Everclear. These idiots ruining it for everyone. It's not for your hands. It's for your brain. God, I haven't had Everclear since I was like 19.
No.
Somebody says, how the hell do you not find Megyn Kelly attractive, weirdo?
It's not for me.
Nah, she's
skinny.
Well, not just that.
She's kind of like her face is like, mousy, I guess is maybe the word.
Mousy that's overly made up. And
it's just not for me. Yeah. It's all good if you like her.
Yeah, that's fine.
I'm not judging you.
We don't all have to like the same things, especially when it comes to that, or else we'd all want to chase down the same ones. All right, do you have a dumbass report?
I do.
All right, let's do it.
TikTok user Ava Louise from Miami. She's been slammed online.
Sucks.
She is a social media influencer. She's 22 years old and big on TikTok. This clip is actually still live on Twitter. She licked the toilet seat. She did what she called the coronavirus challenge. Not just any toilet seat, not like the seat in her house. How about an airplane toilet seat? Which, by the way, have you? And this is probably bad social etiquette on my part, but because I don't want to touch the airplane toilet seat, I never lift it up.
Oh, I.
And it's almost inevitable if there's even the slightest bit of turbulence while you're urinating, you're going to splash on the seat.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
So I always feel bad for women who have to use the. But again,
I mean, sorry,
I was born a male, so that's your problem, honey. But I would. That's like one of the. It's maybe not the bottom of the barrel. Like, I don't know if I'd rather lick the toilet on an airplane or like at the gym.
Yeah, well, I'd say it's pretty worse. Close, right?
But that's pretty bad. She crouches in front of the airplane toilet seat and licks it. It provoked the outrage of thousands, and of course she said she's just looking for attention.
Dumbass!
She got it.
Yeah, the gross, I mean, she's kind of a hot chick, and now she's...
Knowing where that tongue's been, would you?
No.
No.
I'm out. Disgusting. Disgusting. Let's go to. Did you see this guy who works for the news for CTV? He's been fired. A senior investigative reporter. Twitter can get you in trouble, I suppose. He posted a picture of himself with his barber, an Asian man who was wearing a surgical mask. And he said, "Hopefully all I got today was a haircut. Hashtag corona outbreak." And apparently that was bad enough that he got fired from his company.
Not.
Wow. Justified or not justified?
Dumb. Seems a little harsh, though.
I feel like if he had a black barber, this wouldn't have been a big deal. It's just because his barber was Asian.
Yeah.
They make it sound like it was a race thing, which I don't know if it was supposed to be a race thing or not.
It doesn't. It sounds like it was trying to make a joke, but whatever.
And Alex Jones, his product that is supposed to stop coronavirus
InfoWars, InfoWars.com. You want coronavirus killed? This is the way to do it. You want my nano silver toothpaste? Kills the whole SARS corona family. Point blank range, dead, gone forever. Apparently, it's not safe to use and can even cause argyria, which is a bluish gray skin discoloration that is often permanent.
Blah.
Yeah. So if you're thinking about going to InfoWars, InfoWars.com to get my silver solution, you may want to be careful unless you want to be bluish gray forever. My stuff does work better than Jim Baker's, 100%. But they're both serving. They're very similar. The Silver Soul and Silver Solution. We call them different things, but yeah, they both believe that this magical potion works.
Boy,
and apparently does not.
All right, that is going to wrap it up. Really good job today, boys. Not that there was much doubt after what happened. Idris Elba has tested positive.
Yep.
Just saw that. He'll be fine. He's tougher than any human being on film. So, all right. We'll be back tomorrow, hopefully. Till then, stay sportsy, bitches.